Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, you know how much I love back to school. I can't wait for it to be next week. I love back to school time. Most of the parents I know love back to school time, except for the inevitable letters. The letters come. The letters about strep has been found in your classroom. And then the worst of all the letters, really, truly one of the worst of all the letters, and the one you do not want to be the parent who initiated this letter, is the head lice letter. What a bogus letter to have to get, or if your child is the one coming home. I've dealt with this. If you're a parent and you know what this is like, it is the biggest pain in the ass. But there's a new study that finds that lice in at least 25 states have developed, and this is very pleasant, resistance to the ingredient found in the over-the-counter remedies that are widely recommended by doctors and school officials. So they're presenting this research at the American Chemical Society on Tuesday. What a bummer for those of us that like those over-the-counter remedies. They don't work to kill eggs. And I'd like to make this clear. They do not work to kill eggs. They are supposedly only supposed to kill. They say they'll kill the eggs. But every lice expert I have ever talked to says they do not. So they kill the lice themselves. And then you're supposed to use the nitpicking comb to get out all the lovely little eggs. Well, I actually took my daughter to a place called Nitpicker so that they could do it because I couldn't even tell what the eggs looked like. So the story in the bottom of this little trending hour here is about that they're saying that lice are now, like other forms of bacteria and other little bugs that we find, are developing a resistance to those over-the-counter products. So if you have those, they may not work for you. So now these little lice companies are popping up. If something happens like this, you know you got to go to one of those guys and have them get the lice gone. What a pain. Just one more wonderful thing for parents to have to worry about as the school year comes. And it's happy. We love kids going back to school. That's a very happy thing. But the lice letter, the strep letter, all those other things that come around and go around, maybe not so great, but let's keep our chins up and our hair clean, and school's about to go back in session. Yay! Stay tuned. We have Holly Lucille coming up.